سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: ورفعنا لك ذكرك. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: البخيل إذا ذكرت عنده لم يصلي علي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. First, we'll just translate this very beautiful poem. Every poem of our Shaykh Damat Barakatum is so beautiful. And as we have repeatedly said, every, not only poem, but every line is the sum total of what tasawwuf is. If a person, any person wants to know what tasawwuf, just look at one couplet of our Shaykh and we'll know. Look at this beautiful poem, Rahmat ka teri sar pe mere abshar ho. O Allah Ta'ala, may your rahmat, your mercy be on my head like a waterfall. Your mercy falls like a waterfall on my head. And waterfalls, we know, it makes quite a big noise. And Niagara waterfalls, it is famous that the sound goes up to about 15 kilometers, 16 kilometers away. But when tourists were watching there, they had to ask the ladies that were standing to keep quiet. They couldn't hear the sound of the waterfall. So that is waterfalls, and Niagara waterfalls so famous in the world. Sajda mein sar ho chasham bhi, yun ashkadar ho. Be my head in sajda, and be tears flowing from my eyes as well. Rahmat ka tere sar par mere aabshar ho. And that is a clear sign that the tears flowing from my eyes is a waterfall of your rahmat on my head. Ghalib na nafs par kabhi shahwat ke naar ho. O Allah, let it never be that the fire of desire of my nafs is overpowers me. Dil mein na mere ghair ka koi bhi khar ho. And in my heart, let there never be a thorn of the thought of any other one besides you. Mere labo pe zikr tera bar bar ho. And on my tongue, O Allah, let your zikr be continuously. Phir dil pe faiz zikr mera pur bahar ho. Phir dil ye faiz zikr mera pur bahar ho. And then, O Allah, let my heart be by your remembrance full of the season of spring. How everything is so wonderful in spring. Like that, let my heart be. Hum sabko teri yaad se haasil qarar ho. And by your remembrance, O Allah, give us all qarar, give us all steadfastness, ease, comfort, happiness. Dil bhoolne se tujhko bahut beqarar ho. And O Allah, if ever I forget you, then let my heart become restless. With your remembrance, let my heart be restful. And if your remembrance is not there, let it become restless. Har ek guna se mujhe ya rab firar ho. And O Allah, let me not only be saved of a guna, but from every guna, let me be running from every guna. Big guna, small guna, wherever there is a occasion of guna, let me be running from there. یک لمحہ آسیے لے نہ میرا شمار ہو. Not for one moment, O Allah, let my count be amongst the disobedient. بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کہ وہ کوہسار ہو, whether it is a city life, whether it is a beautiful garden, or whether it is tall, high mountains. In other words, wherever I am, O Allah, جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا تجھ پر نثار ہو. Wherever I go, O Allah, let me just sacrifice and give my heart to you wherever I go. اپنے کرم سے بھیک مجھے مغفرت کی دے. O Allah, by your very great kindness, grant me the I beg of you of مغفرت, that grant me your مغفرت. بندہ تیرا محشر میں میں یہ شرمسار ہو. And let this bandha of yours, the slave of yours, let him not be ashamed on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Rab, tere karam se ye kuch bhi nahi ba'id. Oh Allah, all this is not far-fetched at all. Rahmat baroze hashar tere be shumar ho. On the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, let your rahmat be unlimited and untold. Aasi agar ho muttaqi tarke guna se. A person who is full of gunas, if he becomes muttaqi, and so easy, just by giving up gunas, he becomes a muttaqi. Phir taj-e-wilayat ka wahi tajdar ho. When we find that he is the king with the crown of wilayat on his head, as soon as a person gives guna up, and any person can give guna up, to become a hafiz of Quran, we can't become, unless it's a miracle from Allah, in one second a person becomes hafiz of Quran, but normally that does not happen. To be an alim-e-deen, a person just won't become. But at this very moment, each one of us can make tawbah of all our gunas, and before we get up from this gathering, everyone will be a wali of Allah Ta'ala. As soon as a person makes sincere tawbah of all his gunas, the guna, outward guna can still be there. For example, a person hasn't got a proper sunnah beard, but he makes tawbah of that guna, the beard is still not there. It will come immediately, but the guna of not keeping a beard is not there now. Now he must just be steadfast on his tawbah, don't shave the beard anymore, don't touch it, and let it grow properly sunnah, and he is out of that guna. In fact, if he has to die, he will die as a wali without a beard also. Because he made tawbah. Tawbah is that thing, a person becomes the wali of Allah Ta'ala immediately. Ya Rab, fida ho tujh par is akhtar ka har nafas. O Allah, and Hazrat is speaking on behalf of all of us, that O Allah, let every breath of us be sacrificed upon you, upon your commandments to make you happy. Tawfiq aisi aapki layl o nahar ho. Your tawfiq that we sacrifice every moment of our lives for you, let it be layl o nahar, 24 hours, day and night, give us that tawfiq, that we are always searching for your pleasure. May Allah give us tawfiq. And even if we just came for this one form, it was enough. Everything of you to know is in here. What we explain is just little bit sideline commentary. That is all. But the actual is this beautiful form. One great sunnah. Today we all arrived here, we found the lights are off, and usually when the lights are off, a person feels a bit uneasy, he's not used to it. But almost all of us who came from outside, local people, they knew they want lights, but who came from outside didn't expect. We didn't think that the lights will be off. But many times it happens in our hometown, there aren't lights, and it is a bit cold tonight. But many times it's raining also, it's cold, it's windy also. Then naturally the nafs desires that today I'll make my Isha at home. I'm not going to the masjid. It's a natural thing. But a great sunnah is, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give great glad tidings to those people who go to the masjid when these odd times come, that they will get full light on the day of Qiyamah. So those are the occasions to light our lamp for the day of Qiyamah. When the light came back, everyone feels easy, feels comfortable. On the day of Qiyamah, a time will come when there will be complete darkness. Nobody will have light. When the mu'mineen will, like when the light comes back, how nice we feel. And sometimes the light comes, it goes off again. Sometimes the voltage is very low and a very dim light, we still feel awkward. So So if a person wants his bright light on the day of Qiyamah, the easy way is when such occasions come, and the nafs also wants to stay at home. In fact, you'll tell the wife, make popcorn and coffee tonight. Yeah, I'll just quickly make my Isha, then we'll have nice popcorn and coffee. The great popcorn and coffee is that we go to the masjid at that time. Then come back, have your popcorn and coffee, no problem. So this is a great sunnah, that when these occasions come, then we should try and make it particular that we go to the masjid. And we can see from another aspect also, everyone feels that I mustn't go masjid on a night like that. And then the masjid is empty, there is no one, just like the king who gave the command that he wants his pond to be filled with milk. So one person thought, all are going to throw milk, why must I waste my milk? I just going to throw a liter of water. But what happened, sadly, everyone thought like that. That the rest are all going to throw milk, I will just put 1 liter of water, it won't make any difference, why must I waste my milk? In the morning the king woke up, he found the whole pond is full of water, no milk there. So like that we all think we won't go masjid on this night. So the masjid is empty on that night. And on the time like that, then can you imagine how happy Allah feels, those few who came to the masjid. Normally when everyone is here, the presence of everyone is not so much appreciated. But on an occasion when no one came, and now somebody has come, that person's presence is appreciated so much more. So Allah promises on those occasions, make it a point. Allah give me also tawfiq, give us all tawfiq, particularly when it is dark, the lights are gone, it's raining, the wind is blowing, and we don't feel like going to the masjid, make it a point at that time. Put on our lights, these are the time to buy our light vouchers of Akhirat, buy them now. They don't come always, those occasions come now and then. Normally, the lights are there, everything, there'll be heating in the masjid, there'll be underfloor heating, whatever else. But when the lights are not there, we expect that sometimes we think the water will be cold also. And the masjid won't be heated up, but those are the real times. And those are the times that the real mukhlisin are tested. That those people who are the real sincere servants of Allah, they are tested the time whether they will go to the masjid. May Allah give me and give us all tawfiq. And as I said, that occasion doesn't come once every year also. Now and then that occasion comes when there are those cold real nights. And everything is difficult and odd and awkward and against a person. But those are the time to buy our vouchers of Akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. One very great ibadat Allah Ta'ala has blessed this ummah with, and which is an enjoyable and a pleasurable ibadat, is reading of Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi, to read Durood on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is, there are many types of, for example, one person on these cold days is a laborer, he has to dig holes on the outside. It is so cold, how hard he has to work. And one person works in an office, air conditioned, heater is on, everything, very comfortable, very light work he has got. He comes late also to work, he takes off easy early also, and he gets a big salary also. So there is one way of being, making lot of mujahada. And there is one way, work little bit and take great, great rewards, take the biggest wages. And one of those jobs which Allah has given us, very easy work, be in the comforts of your house also. Be the aircon is on, the heater is on, you can have your coffee and popcorn also, and you are reading Durood Sharif, let the meter run. Hey, Durood Sharif meter, let it run, and you become the muqarrab, the closest to Allah Ta'ala. Among the closest servants to Allah Ta'ala are those who read Durood Sharif in abundance. And this is, just imagine, and why shouldn't it be so? Let us first just little bit, nobody can ever do justice to the subject. The honorable, the great, noble, lofty position of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Allah Ta'ala Himself has said in the Quran Sharif, when Allah has said, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ, we have raised your most noble and honorable position, your remembrance. When Allah has raised it, who can even see where it is? Who can ever imagine also what is the position of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? With regard to the same ayat when it was revealed, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the meaning of this ayat? They said, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this ayat was revealed upon you. You will know the meaning. What do we know? This was the great adab, respect of the Sahaba ikram. And it is very, very important to have respect. Not just to open our mouths in front of big people, learned people, buzurgs, etc. As children in front of our parents, as students in front of our ustads and teachers, don't let us try and always give a comment from the peanut gallery. We should keep quiet at that time. Let the big people speak. Our work is to listen. Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum have taught us adab. And adab, respect, is such a great thing. Ba adab, ba nasib. A person who has got adab, his share is very big from Allah ta'ala. His taqdeer shines. He becomes very blessed and honorable by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And in the Darul Uloom and our experience before that when we were studying, we have seen those students who were not so clever. They were not even so hard working. And they were a bit naughty also, but they had adab in them. Allah made them shine. And they went very far in life. And others who had lot of outward taqwa also, and lot of knowledge and hard work also, that one time they spoke again at a ustad in his face, or a child speaks to his parents in his face, they adab, they nasib. That person is lost. He gets nothing in spite of having everything outwardly. Adab is a very great thing. And there is a third thing also Dr. Sadiq Sahib, Dhamat Barakatum, explained. Commonly, most of the ulama buzurgs speak of ba'adab, ba'nasib. Ba'adab, ba'nasib. But there is another third category also, bad'adab, bad'nasib. One is plus. How you got 1% adab? Your nasib is 1%. You got 80% adab, 80%. One is ba'adab, no adab, zero. You are at zero. But there is a level below zero also, minus. So bad adab, a person whose adab is very bad, is very bad in his akhlaq, in his character, his share also comes out very bad. So it is very important, let us learn adab. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, al-tasawwuf, al-adabu kullu. What is tasawwuf? Tasawwuf is only one thing, it is adab. To learn adab. Adab in every field. Adab of your pen also. Use your pen for what your pen is meant. Then use it for something else. Adab of your car also. Don't load it with things that it's not meant for. Don't keep on speeding it at such speeds that you cause it harm also. Adab of everything. Adab of your wife also. Adab of your children. Adab of your job. Adab of your money. Money is also a gift, a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Use it properly. It's not to be abused also. So if a person learns adab, that is what the tasawwuf is. That in every aspect of our lives, adab comes. And we all know, any person who got adab, that person is loved by everyone. It can be an old man, he makes adab of children, he treats them how children are supposed to be treated. Respects them also as they are supposed to be respected. Everyone he treats accordingly, everyone loves that person. A young boy got adab, he's loved. A woman has got adab, everyone likes her. The husband loves her, her mother loves her, her family, mother-in-law, father-in-law, everyone got time. But if you haven't got adab, you are lost. Nobody likes you. Nobody wants to even associate with you. They keep the distance from you. So adab is a very, very big thing. Adab in speaking, adab of the eyes, adab in walking, how a person walks, in everything there is adab. The whole of deen can't be taught in one time. Stay with Buzurgani deen and we will learn adab gradually also. So anyway, Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum are the ustads and they have done the PhDs. PhD is nothing also. Just to give us some understanding in adab, what adab is. Also another aspect, many people feel that this tasawwuf is like hero worship and it's like shirk. And they say also when your peer sir comes, your buzur, how like made you people go behind your peer and how you run after him and you want to pick up his shoes and you want to do this. Those are people who haven't got a little an iota, an idea of how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to make khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we have to see that, then we will be ashamed that we have done absolutely nothing. What they did for their shaykh and their peer, for Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't want to go into details, but we can't imagine it today. At the same time, these very same people who say that you worship these peers and you are making their puja and you are worshipping them. But on the other hand, when the soccer team loses also, they give them a hero's welcome. That is no problem. That is understood. When they lost, they get a hero's welcome. And here for a person who is showing you Jannat's road, then if you just show him adab, then that is now shirk. And that is now hero worship. And this is and that is all everything wrong. When a person loses adab, his brains also go out of order. He can't think properly also. So anyway, adab is a very big thing. So Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu are the masters of adab, and they've taught us what adab is. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made the tafsir of this ayat. And tafsir came from Allah ta'ala. The hadith Qudsi, Allah ta'ala said the tafsir of this ayat is, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. Oh my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have raised your position. What does it mean? Wherever I will be remembered, you are going to be remembered. And not only you are going to be remembered, with me you are going to be remembered. Allahu Akbar. If somebody, wherever your beloved's name comes, your name also comes. How fortunate. Allah's name and the name of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he came in this dunya and he cried for 40 years, that, oh Allah, you have sent me in this dunya. Then after 40 years, when he took the name of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said in the sadaqah, in the blessings of the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, you forgive me. And oh Allah, overlook me, overlook my error. Then Allah Ta'ala made him immediately maaf. After 40 years of crying, and then Allah asked, oh Adam, alayhi salatu wa salam, who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How do you know about Muhammad? I haven't created him. He hasn't still come in this world. You are the first person. How do you know? He said, oh Allah, when I made sajda to you in Jannah, on your arsh I saw written the kalima. And the kalima, la ilaha illallah, the first part of the kalima. The last word of the first part of the kalima, what is it? Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. And the second part of the kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the first word in the second part of the kalima is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, it came in my heart that whose name is joined to your name, Allah, Muhammad, there can't be anybody more greater. So I knew he is the closest to you. As Buzurg had said, lot of praises. Every wali of Allah, who Allah has given the ability of writing ash'ar and composing ash'ar, they compose ash'ar and poems of the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Madinatul Munawwara, that the greatest of all is one short poem, Ba'ad as Khuda, Tuhi Buzurg, Qissa Mukhtasar. In very, very, what a beautiful, the greatest out of all the creation together, human beings and things and everything, after Allah Ta'ala, the greatest position is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not Allah, but he's so close. After Allah, the greatest position is of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he made dua, Allah accepted his dua also, and so great is the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And as in the tafsir of this ayat, that when your name, when my name will be taken, Allah Ta'ala says, your name will be taken with me. Your kalima, iman, is not complete of a person. He can read whole life, la ilaha illallah, he won't get Jannah. Until he does not read with it, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our iman is dependent on that. When a child is born, when we were born, azan was given in our ear. Takbir was given. That azan and takbir, iqama, cannot be complete without ashadu an la ilaha illallah is there. Ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah also has to be there. Without that, our azan is not complete. Our namaz cannot be complete. Where you read your tana, subhanakallahumma, and you read alhamd sharif, praises of Allah, in Quran sharif, and tasbih in ruku and in sajda, that until you will not read in attahiyyat, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, your namaz will not be made. Your namaz will not be complete until you don't read Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad, everywhere durood sharif. Wherever you can think, your janazah namaz will not be complete until durood sharif is not in your janazah namaz. So great is the position of durood sharif, and so simple for us to read. Each and every person can make it a habit continuously to be reading Durood Sharif. One person wrote to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that when I finish all my wazifas, I make my tilawat, my ma'amulat, my wazifas, and many times it happens I've still got time, I'm traveling by bus, and I've got lot of time, what should I do? Hazrat said, read Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif, keep our tongue wet with Durood Sharif. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O people, first thing in your du'as, read Durood Sharif. This is going to make your du'a to be accepted. Du'as, when tears come out in our, from our eyes, that is a receipt from Allah Ta'ala, your du'as are accepted. But that is one receipt, but an audited receipt, a more stronger receipt, even if your heart didn't become soft, and not one drop of tear also came out. But you read Durood Sharif in your du'a, 100% more than your tears receipt, is this receipt when you read Durood Sharif. For everyone, for tears to come out, every time you make du'as, tears to come out, it's not within the means of a person. But to read Durood Sharif, any and every person can read Durood Sharif. So read Durood Sharif, beginning of every du'a, middle at the end, of all our amals also, we always do Durood Sharif. All our other amal are such that it could be accepted by Allah Ta'ala, it could be rejected. But Durood Sharif is that amal, that it is 100% accepted. Even if a person reads Durood Sharif for name and fame, for riya, for show, that it is so blessed, Allah accepts it. And Durood Sharif is so blessed, not only is it self blessed, with what you read it, it makes that also accepted. So blessed is Durood Sharif. So simple it is to read Durood Sharif. And the position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ba'adah Khuda, Tuhi Buzurg, Qissa Mukhtasar, that the Kaaba Sharif, how great is not the Kaaba Sharif? Hey, what a prize masjid, isn't it? Hey, how great, isn't it? But the body and the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is too far away. The same touching the body of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that same is more superior than the Kaaba Sharif in the eyes of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So what is the position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The arsh of Allah Ta'ala, how great is not the arsh? The arsh is directly above the Kaaba Sharif. Hey, how great is not the arsh of Allah Ta'ala? The body, the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far too great. The same touching the body of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more superior than the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So great is the same touching the body of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what is the position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Today how sad it is. We are in a time that we will copy, we will collect cards of all the soccer players. And we will be happy. Our children go mad for it. One student told his ustad in the class that this soccer player scored this goal. And he played in so many matches. The ustad said, I don't know the name also of the soccer player. He said, ustad, you don't even know the name? In which world are you living? He spoke of another soccer player he didn't know. Ustad asked him, do you know Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu? One sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The student was dumbfounded. Today of dunya things, useless, gunas things, haram things, we are well acquainted, fully acquainted. And of our deen, we are lost totally. How many wives did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have? What were their names? What are the names of the children of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The four Sahaba, inshallah, Khulafai Rashidin will know the name. Ashara Mubashara, who will know the names of Ashara Mubashara? The ten Sahabi, whom Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith gave great tidings of Jannah. As far as deen, we are all the great lovers, ashiks of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But such ashiks, that we don't know the name of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't know his other names also. Muhammad we know, Ahmed we know. One time I was in Madinatul Munawwara, it was after Asr, and I was sitting in one particular corner, which I normally sit to see the Gumbat, the Roza Mubarak, and read Durood Sharif. So one buzurg, a person came, and he had a habit of giving sweets to all those dallas, those people who clean, who see to the water. Everyone he gives them one sweet. So he wanted to drink water from one zamzami, the scales. And when he opened it, there was no water. So Allah gave me tawfiq. I just took water and I went, and he was surprised. He didn't see me. From where I came from, he said, tu kahan se tabka, from where you fell out. Hey, and I presented him the water, he became very happy. He gave me duas, he started speaking to me. And in the process, he asked me how many names of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I remembered some Quran Sharif, the front cover has got 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. And the back cover has got 99 names of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I told him 99. So he says here in the front wall of Masjid Nabawi, 360 names of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are written. And as we sometimes discuss, one name of Allah Ta'ala gives us some idea of what that one aspect of Allah Ta'ala is. So if we only know Muhammad and Ahmad, if we know the 360 names, hey, even just the words if we know, we will have some idea of who our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it is said, that if you put Zaatran in front of a donkey, what can the donkey appreciate? For us, how can we appreciate? Who is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As Allama Abu Sayri rahmatullah alayhi says, in this famous Qasida Burda Sharif, for us, the vast majority of the ummah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is only a name. But who is the personality? What is the honorable position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And if we come to know who Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, we won't have to learn and be told and go over the fazail and the virtues of Durood Sharif. Without one Durood, our tongue will be just in Durood Sharif all the time. We will be so immersed and in the love, and we won't be reading that Durood Sharif as a duty, but it will be a pleasure. It will be more sweeter than our food, more dearer to us than our sleep, Durood Sharif, once we come to know who Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. So Allah Ta'ala has given Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this very great and honorable position. Durood Sharif is such an ibadat, Allahu Akbar. Ulama have written, As-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qat'an. That durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100% it is accepted. There is no question about it. What your intention is, what condition you are, where. Of course, some places it's makruh to read. Like you want to make a sale, and in order to get your sale done, to impress the person, you're a very pious person, when you show him your goods, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So now, that is accepted also, but it's a very low thing. For your dunya thing, to use the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a very low thing. So anyway, Durood Sharif in any case is accepted in all circumstances. This Durood Sharif, just see how great it is. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah, undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala Himself, wa malaikatahu, and all the farishtas of Allah Ta'ala, yusallun in Arabic grammar is mudari, present and future. Presently and always in the future, istimrar, continuously. Allah and His farishtas continuously are sending salawat ala nabi, on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are two partners in this great business of sending Durood Sharif. Who are the two partners? One is Allah Ta'ala, other one is the farishta, Allahu Akbar. All the farishta. And now this business is carrying on, a very profitable, there is no loss in this business. You can't ever imagine. Now Allah Ta'ala is offering all the mu'mineen, I make you also a partner in this business. A well-established business that only sees profits, and such great profits that we cannot imagine. And now the major partner in this business is offering us that you also become a partner in this business. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, oh my friend, with closed ears, no mashallah with anyone. And office, if somebody comes to us, a good running business, and the partners are also such great people, and they offer us a share in that business, you also become one third partner in this business, who will think about it? Who are you going to make mashallah? Immediately going to go, and this well-established business, and your business is going to carry on till the day of Qiyamah. And there is going to be a market for it all the time. There won't be any dropping of demand or of supply. It's going to be there all the time. And each one individually has offered us a share in this business. Who is there who will refuse them? Let us see what our attitude is going to be. How many of us are going to take share in this? It's not now that we say we buy our share, but it is our honor. Daily. Can we read just today, the day of Jumu'ah has passed, the greatest day of the week.
denied, and we should increase our debauchery. Myself, each one of us, ask ourselves, how much belief did I say today on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Anyway, today's day, and our life has passed so far for the future. They are piling up in that chair, is that practically we read Durood Sharif every day. And to read 100 times Durood takes 3-4 minutes. The shortest Durood that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala used to read all the time, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how long does it take? The shortest Durood which Durood Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself has taught, Sallallahu Ala Nabiyyil Ummi. Then there are many Durood, the most common, Allahumma Salli Ala Muhammadin Wa Ala Alihi Wa Ashabihi Wa Barik Wa Sallim. Many, many, 40 Durood, it's famous, read the 40 Durood daily. Yeah, one great alim has made 100 Durood like that. Read that kitab daily. Read our own Durood. Just read Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not even a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and you can read your 100 Durood every day. Read 100 in the morning, 100 in the evening, everyone can read. And this is the super highway. Not a highway, you fly to Allah Ta'ala, to the closeness of Allah Ta'ala by reading Durood Sharif. What is it difficult for anyone, for everyone, to read Durood Sharif? May Allah Ta'ala give us this tawfiq. Durood Sharif, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah has put it in such beautiful words. One aspect he says, that when a person reads Durood Sharif, that what one ball, he's hitting two targets. That he's making Allah's zikr also in there, and the zikr of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You start your Durood Sharif, Allahumma, oh Allah, it's Allah's zikr. Salli ala Muhammad, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam zikr. And so you make two zikrs at one time when you read Durood Sharif. And not only that, Allahu Akbar, when you're reading Durood Sharif, what you are doing, apne aap ko do kareemon ke beech mein rakhte ho. One kareem is Allah Ta'ala. And on the other side, another kareem is Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You are in the middle of two kareems. And what is the meaning of kareem? Our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatun Jazahumullah Khair, from Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, Al-Kareem, it's one of the sifats of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, qualities of Allah to know Allah Ta'ala. Just see what is the meaning. Al-Kareem huwa alladhi yatafadhalu alayna biduni istihqaq. That being whom who showers his mercy and his rahmat and his kindness upon us without us being worthy of it. The person comes to you for a job. He's a person, he says, I haven't got any, no CV I got. No, forget matric, I didn't go grade 1 also. Forget Z, I don't know A also. Anything, he doesn't know anything, and you give him a job. One person went for a job, so he was tired of staying in the farm. He said, let me go now to town and go and work in town. From the nerve, he was tired. So when he went, but he thought, perhaps I won't get food in the town also. So he took a live chicken with him. So at least I can get some food. So when he went there, he came to Pretoria, and he came to a very modern building, and he saw the doors just open for him. Electronic doors, he got a shock. Where am I? Well, I live in the farm. What is this? Am I here in this dunya? Am I gone out in Jannah? Doors just opened for me. And then anyway, when he went in, he saw the secretary painted dolly. He never saw a woman like that in his life. How she was dressed and that. Who is this that I'm seeing? So she asked him, can I help you? He said, I've come for a job. She said, no problem, take a seat. When she sat in the couch, he just went down. The air came out and he just went down. He said, where am I in the world? Anyway, the boss came, interviewed him. I asked him, ati matrik dir khakom. So he said, me, I get drunk a straight dir khakom. So he said, okay, now this is his capability. Secondly, I asked him, exiniyate bhai moi winner das. What fra ye kaho? So he said, ek fra on naksli, ye kano ma fra that ye got. So he said, okay, you got the job. Your job, 1,000 rand a month, your wages for 6 months. And after 6 months, we'll increase it 2,000. So he said, no problem, I come after 6 months. Why must I job for 1,000 rand a month? When it's 2,000, I come one time, I will start. So after 6 months, he came. He got his job. So bus driver, and they gave him his route. Now, first of the month, Monday morning, all people are eager to get to job. He started his bus. One way he's driving, not stopping anywhere. People are flagging him down, waving to him, telling him to stop. They want to go to job. He's just driving one way. He came to the end, he reversed, now returned his route. So the inspectors were watching, that what is he doing, they stopped him. What's your problem? All the people, it's your duty to pick them up. He says, 6 months I was out of a job, nobody worried about me. Now I'm driving a big bus, all are waving at me, and all want a lift with me. So a person like that, we will give him a job, we will keep him in a job. But Allah Ta'ala is that being Allahu Akbar. يَتَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا بِدُونِ إِسْتِحْقَاقِ. We are even worse than that person, but Allah keeps you on a job. Allah is that being who keeps you on a job, and as our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatum says, Allah says, don't work and take the best wages. Do what mustn't you do? What work mustn't you do? Don't make gunas. And then you are muttaqi. اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ تَكُنْ عَابَدَ النَّاسِ. I just have taqwa, stay away from guna, don't do. All guna is work. Whatever guna you want to do, is a job that guna. So don't do the job and you'll get the highest wages. That is how kareem Allah Ta'ala is. The second meaning of kareem, الَّذِي يَتَفَضَّلُ عَلَيْنَا بِدُونِ سَوَالٍ وَمِنَّةٍ. Who gives us without asking him, without begging him. Today we want to do somebody a favor, but we want that person to ask us. Then he doesn't ask, why must I help him? Let him come forward. And then let him beg us. Let him praise us. Allah Ta'ala gave us our existence without us asking. Allah gave us our eyes. What a commodity. Free of charge. We didn't have to ask. We didn't have to beg. Allah gave us our brains. Gave us our houses, our cars, our children, our families. What a lot. Allah gave us iman. Gave us amal. Gave us akhlaq. If we ask, this akhlaq is not ours. Allah can take it away in 1 minute. This iman is not our birthright and our capital that we have earned. Allah can take that iman away. Allah gave it free of charge without begging. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? Al-Kareem huwa alladhi yatafaddalu alayna fawqa ma natamanna bih. Kareem is that being who showers his mercy upon us more than what we hope for. We went to ask for 10, we hoped we'll get 100, Allah will give you a million. That is how kareem Allah Ta'ala is, who gives us much more than we can ever hope, that we can ever imagine. What jannat is Allah going to give Allah Akbar? Who can imagine that jannat? And what is that? What is our world? We work, if we did work 50, 60 years, and Allah gives you a jannat forever and ever. That jannat in which there isn't the leave, there is no toilet in that jannat. Yeah, you eat, you enjoy, but then you have to go to toilet. There is no toilet in Jannah. In Jannah there will be no spit, there will be no mucus from the nose, there will be no wax from the ears. It's only purity, such a Jannah Allah Ta'ala gives. And the fourth meaning of Kareem, Al-Kareem huwa alladhi yatafaddalu alayna bidun khawfin ay yanfada ma indahu. Who showers his blessings and he's got no fear that what I give, there will be a shortage. That I've got a quota, if I give one person, when I give one person, another 10 will also quickly. If you give one beggar, you want to give, but you know that if I give one, another 100 are around me. Then how am I going to give the 100? Allah hasn't got that fear. That if I give one person, he asks me for this ni'mat. Allahu Akbar. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poor Sahaba ikram used to make zikrullah, the rich Sahaba came to know. That without money also, quickly you can reach Allah Ta'ala. They also started making. So Allah Ta'ala is not, there isn't a shortage, that don't let the rich people know. Let them only spend money and reach Allah Ta'ala, the poor people let them make zikr. No, the poor rich people can also make zikr and reach Allah Ta'ala. And zikr is so simple, so easy, everyone can reach Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is that being that when he showers his blessings, he hasn't got a fear, my quota will even get less. If Allah gives the whole world what they desire, million times more than what they desire, Allah's treasures do not even diminish to the extent of one drop compared to the ocean. If one drop goes out of the ocean, what is it less in the water of the ocean? But even that amount, Allah Ta'ala's treasures do not diminish. So that is kareem. So when a person reads Durood Sharif, that is one kareem on one side. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how kareem? When Allah is so kareem, we can imagine how kareem Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Between the two, you are standing in between now. Hey, just imagine that same, may Allah grant it to all of us. When from Masjid al-Nabawi, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will wake up on the day of Qiyamah. And On one side, Hazur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salam is going to be buried in Rauza al-Mubarak when he comes back into this dunya, and then he will be standing next to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On the right side, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. On the left side, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. What a scene it will be. To see this great scene may Allah grant us. So two Kareems, hey, if you are what in between the two Kareems, what is your position? That we hope to see, guaranteed, each one of us, our ladies who are listening, we who are listening, if we just read Durood Sharif, immediately we can stand between the Kareem who is Allah Ta'ala, and some brief description I gave of what Kareem Allah Ta'ala is. And the Kareem, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we are between the two. How many of us, some of our bizur, just to touch their hand, just to touch their body, to stand next to them in namaz, we find it what an honor. We get sometimes 1-2 minutes alone with them. What an honor. Each one of us can be with Allah and what is Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we can be in between. Sit down to read Durood Sharif for 10 minutes and you are between two Kareems. Allahu Akbar. You are sitting in the masjid. You are sitting in your house. Wherever you are. What hasn't Allah given us? Where are we blind? Where are we wasting our time? Which direction are we looking? What treasures hasn't Allah Ta'ala given us? So this is that great business of Durood Sharif. The real business. Let us do this business. And then, in the Hadith Sharif it comes that Al-Bakhilu, who is a stingy person, is that person that when my name is taken, such a great person, and we don't read Durood Sharif, that is a stingy person. With regard to this, let us just understand who is a stingy person. One person, old man, used to go for Isha Namaz, but he was very, very stingy also. So when he used to leave, he used to put off the lamp in the house. But abhi dosi je che, abhi ti light na hati hu karwani. To have a namaz parwani, namaz ma light ni hui jarwa. So you should put off the lamp, it's wastage. Put it off. So one night when he went for Isha, halfway he remembered, oh, for today I forgot to put off the lamp. Lot of nuksan today. The lamp is going to burn so much the wick, so much the oil making itself. So he came back again. When he came back, he knocked on the door. And he told his wife, don't open the door, I just came and remind you to put off the lamp. She said, I'm staying in your marriage, your company for so many years. I'm trained. I know I must put it off. Without you putting off, I put it off when you left. But you tell me that from halfway that you had to come back, the sole of your shoe that got worn out, extra. What about that hisab? Because you are such a stingy person now, you have the sole that got worn out. So what did he reply? He said, no, my sole didn't get worn out. From that point, I took out my shoes and I put them under my armpit. I walked barefoot. Hey, so stingy. And then she asked, you told me not to open the door. Why did you tell me I mustn't open the door? He said, so much extra, the hinges will get worn off. So that person, but more stingy than that person is the person when he hears Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name and he doesn't read durood on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The favors, the ihsan of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What great difficulties Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through to so that the deen comes to us until the day of Qiyamah the deen is alive. Today we are saved from alcohol generally, alhamdulillah. Just imagine a case of an alcohol. You just say a boy gets married like that outwardly, it looks very nice. And these cases we are having so much. We don't know what is inside. The outside we see the boy is alright. And when you get married now, the knot is bound. And now you come to know he's an alcoholic. Or you know he's a drug addict. That poor young girl, he said, I want a homely type, I want a parda type girl. And the parents got him married to such a girl, and he turns out to be an alcoholic. It's jahannam for that girl in this dunya. So like that, many other filthy habits so many people have got, that Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by his barakat, he has saved us from that. We are saved generally from alcohol, from drugs, from other. And if we bring more Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's muhabbat, to make ittiba will also be easy. Other terrible bad habits, we will get saved from that also. And there's just 1-2 examples. Allah has saved us. If we bring the whole of deen and get understanding of deen, that we have been saved from interest. We have been saved from swine and pork and the filth and dirt that goes with it. And so many other things, all in the sadqa of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, we should have been like the animals in the world today. Today, you know what animalism is carrying on. People are not people, they are animals. We should have been animals like that also. A person will be jiving and will be
will be dancing in such a terrible way. He with other woman, his wife with other man, and this is life. And drinking alcohol until 3-4 o'clock in the morning. How you, a person is destroying his dunya, akhirat is destroyed, even dunya is destroyed, all in the sitqa of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name being taken, it is very, very unfair of us that we don't read Durood Sharif, that we don't read daily Durood Sharif. Till today, if we have, it was not our ma'amul and our habit, we have to make sincere tawbah. That how could I have been so ungrateful? How could I have been such a terrible animal that I was not reading Durood Sharif? There is a famous proverb in Urdu, Makhi Chus, a person who sucks a fly. This proverb came about when one person was eating his curry, serio tarkari, and a fly fell in. Then the fly flew out again, but he caught the fly. And he sucked it. He said, you can fly away, but you can't go with my serio. That serio of mine, you can't go with that. How stingy is that person? Ma shaan tere haram nahi hai gah jalani gah jalani wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basani wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basani shughla mera bas ab to ilahi shaam o sahar ho allah Allah, 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 lete, bete, chalte, firte, aate pehar ho, Allah, 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 kasba mein duniya hi ke raha mein din ki bolat kuch na kamayi kasba mein duniya hi ke raha mein din ki bolat kuch na kamayi waqt yun hi bekar guzara umr yun hi ghaflat mein gayi waqt yun hi bekar guzara umr yun hi ghaflat mein gayi خلقوں میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی خلقوں میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی shughla mera bas ab to ilahi shaam o sahar ho allah 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 mete mete chalte firte aate pehar ho allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Zikr tera kar kar ke ilahi door karo main dil ki siyahi zikr tera kar kar ke ilahi door karo main dil ki siyahi chor ke hubbe mali ho jahi ab kya karo bas faqr mein shahi chor ke hubbe mali ho jahi ab kya karo bas faqr میں شاہی شام و سحر ہے شغل میں ناہی میرے گناہ نام تناہی شام و سحر ہے شغل میں ناہی
mere gunah la mutalahi kisse kahun main apni tabahi jo hai meri kar pusht palahi kisse kahun main apni tabahi jo hai meri kar pusht palahi shughla mera bas ab to ilahi sham o sahar ho allah 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 mete mete chalte firte aate pehar ho allah 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 nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le ae mere allah ae mere allah nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le ae mere allah ae mere allah panjaye ghan se mujhko chhora le ae mere allah ae mere allah panjaye ghan se mujhko chhora le ae mere allah ae Allah, sun mere nale, sun mere nale, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah, sun mere nale, sun mere nale, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah, apna bana le, apna bana le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah, apna bana le, apna bana le, ae mere Allah ए मेरे अल्लाह शोले मेरा बस अब कोई नहीं शाम और सहर हो अल्लाह 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 बैठे बैठे चलते फिरते आज पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह Allah 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 apni raza mein mujhko mita de ae mere allah ae mere allah apni raza mein mujhko mita de ae mere allah ae mere allah kar de fana sab mere irade ae mere allah ae mere allah kar de fana sab mere irade ae mere allah ए मेरे अल्लाह जामे मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे ए मेरे अल्लाह ए मेरे अल्लाह जामे मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे ए मेरे अल्लाह ए मेरे अल्लाह दिल में मेरे याद अपनी रचा दे ए मेरे अल्लाह ए मेरे अल्लाह दिल में मेरे याद अपनी रचा दे ए मेरे अल्लाह ए मेरे अल्लाह शोले मेरा बस अब कोई नहीं शाम और सहर हो अल्लाह 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 लेते बैठे चलते फिरते आते पहर हो अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह
ربنا من أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان الله بحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه ومداد كلماته اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما ذكر عن ذكر الغافلون لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أول الأولين، يا آخر الآخرين، يا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد حديثنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وذكها فأنت خير من ذكاها، أنت ولي مولاها. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق، لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت، واصرف عن سيئة لا يصرف عن سيئة إلا أنت. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إلينا من قول أو عمل. اللهم اصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم فرج لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولجميع من آمن بك. اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرقا وحوضا لنا موردا. اللهم اشرنا في ذمرته واستعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واجعلنا من هذه. اللهم اجعلنا من رفقاء مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان، وحل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك حقا في كل مكان، لا سيما للطالبان، واغلبهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم شدد شملهم، اللهم ازق جمعهم، اللهم دمر ديارهم، وخالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم، وأنزل بهم بعثك الذي لا ترد عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما أسعدك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم رب ارحمنا كما ربيانا صغارا، اللهم اشف مرضانا واغفر موتانا. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما وحنوا. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمته.
Stingy, well not, and that person is the person who does not read Durood Sharif. So inshallah we all will read Durood Sharif. Daily inshallah, let us do this. Set it ten times a day Durood. It is little, very little, but at least for a start. Increase it to 25, 50, make Kantra and come to 100. And don't at one time go to a huge amount and then we feel we can't manage it and we give it up completely. Start at an amount that we can manage easily, but let us make this resolve tonight that inshallah, daily, every day, I'm going to be reading Durood Sharif. If we can read after Fajr 10 times, after Asr 10 times, it won't take long. If we can make it even 100 those who got himmat and courage, it is such an ibadah. The rewards are so great. Just one, two durood, and on that I will end. One durood, for example, for Friday. 3 seconds it takes to read this durood. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. Oh Allah, send durood on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on his family 1,000 times, 1,000 times. 1,000 times, 1,000 million. In 3 seconds, wallah, every person, an invalid also, a sick person, old person, young person, a person just became a Muslim, he can also do this. And in 3 seconds you can become a billionaire. To make 100 rand in this dunya, it's an effort. To become a millionaire is a big, big job. A billionaire, and that also all dunya's money is, dunya's millionaires are spaza millionaires. Because at the time of mark, when your balance sheet will come out in the qadr, balance sheet is what is balanced by you. You'll see nothing by you. All your BM is not here, your Mercedes is not there. Your properties are not there, your investments are not there. Nothing is there. But your Durood Sharif, which you read for 3 seconds, you'll find it there. Your daily Quran Sharif tilawat you made will be there. Your namazes will be there. Your akhlaq will be there. All your good things will be there. So many of things are all spaza. They are not real. Real is our amal. And this one durood on a Jummah, we are particularly encouraged to read it. If we read it one time, 3 seconds, and you are a millionaire already. And we are advised to read this durood 1,000 times on Friday, which takes about half an hour, just over half an hour. And if a person reads 1,000 times, 1,000 times a million is a billion. Every person can become a billionaire. The women folk can become, if they sit on the musallas, better. But doing their work also, cooking also, just to keep your tongue all the time. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi wa alihi alfa alfa marra. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi wa alihi alfa alfa marra. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi wa alihi alfa alfa marra. How long is it going to take? And read Durood Sharif with Muhabbat. With the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not as a duty, not really for the sawab also, but just in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is one durood we should try and read. Also on Friday, another very great durood we are taught, 80 times after Asr. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabiyyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. About 4 minutes it takes. 3.5, 4 minutes, perhaps for a start, 4.5, most 5 minutes. But for 5 minutes, 80 years ibadat sawab is written for that person. Who of us going to live till 80? Today by 40, 50, people are just falling off. And you get 80 years, every Friday you can get 80 years ibadat sawab. And 80 years gunas are made maaf. We're not even going to love 80 years to make gunas of 80 years. But every Friday you can get 80 years gunas made maaf. And these are Sahih Riwayat. And there are plenty of the Durood Sharif. Let us, the basic thing is to read Durood Sharif. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And let us try and make regularly read Durood Sharif with great love, enthusiasm and feeling. And may Allah give us istiqamat on this. And may Allah accept from us, inshallah. Ayyum alayhmat.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مانک اے میرے مولا اے میرے وانی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مانک اے میرے مولا اے میرے وانی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جلالی گاہ جلالی